5:23 Central African time on this beautiful Saturday morning on our program As-Safina to Il Al-Jannah. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, today is the 2nd of Safar 1445. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, verses 47 and 48. We find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the narrative, the episode, the incident of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and the Pharaoh in detail, because there are so many lessons to be learned from there. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, right in the ending, the last verse, verse 111, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in these narratives, episodes, incidents, there are so many lessons to be learned, but who will take these lessons? Only those people who are really intelligent and intellectual people. So Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 28, verse 47, وَلَوْلَا أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Had it not been for the calamities that had befallen them, that is the Jews, the non-Muslims and so forth, because of what their own hands have sent forth. Remember, in Islam, this is the philosophy and the wisdom. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall a person, is because of his or her own doing and own action. Now that person must rewind his life or her life and see in the past few days, the past week, past month, if I was doing all vices and wrong things, then this is a punishment. But this punishment also has a silver lining. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That we gave you the smaller punishment, not the bigger one where death came, so that is a second chance for you to return to the right path. So it shows that also is a blessing in disguise. But when the calamity comes and we are doing good deeds, so that is liraf'id darajat, to elevate the rank and status of that person. Chapter 42, Surah to Shura, and verse number 30. Chapter 42, verse 30. So that is what Islam says. But in this instant, it was based on their action and now a reaction. Cause and effect. The punishment and chastisement from Almighty Allah in this world and in the year after. Now these people, yeah, if there was no punishment for them, then this is what they would have said. فَيَقُولُوا, the same people would have said, رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا, why have you not sent a messenger to us? So many thousands of prophets and messengers were sent, and now they say, why did you not send a messenger to us? فَنَتَّبِيَ آيَاتِكَ, then we should have followed your verses immaculately. So see all their big claims and so forth. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and we should be the true devoted, dedicated believers. See, is like the Jutlas, the Haramis, even this day and this age, how they lie. They tell the world that we want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but every day, every week, they're stealing more land, occupying more land of the Palestinians. So that is how they speak, with a forked tongue. And therefore, they're not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation by Almighty Allah, not once, but multiple times in the Noble Quran. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. So when the truth descended and came to them and dawned on them in Indina, from our side, Moses came to them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Torah. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, came with the Injil. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the Quran Sharif, the final messenger with the final constitution for humanity and posterity. What did they say when Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came? Qalu, they said, Law la utiya mithla ma utiya Musa. Why are we not given something similar to that was given to Moses? Meaning something tangible, we could see it, feel it. Moses was given the stick and the asa and the staff, which he threw, and the rod. It became a serpent and a snake. His hand, Mubarak, Arabic, he was dark in complexion, started guttering and shining. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. What? Are you not the same people that rejected Moses and Nabi Musa alayhi salam? You rejected Jesus. You rejected Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Yeah, bima utiya Musa min qabl, to what was given to Moses before. You were the same people. 99% of you rejected him. Qalu, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed nation, said, sihrani tadahara. Understand this word. Sihrani tadahara. One translation, sihrani tadahara. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Both these messengers, they are sorcerers, they are magicians, they are jadugar, they involve in sihr and witchcraft. Tadahara, they're helping, assisting one another. Moses is helping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah forbid, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is helping Moses in their witchcraft and jadu in that. 100% kufr and blasphemous statement. Second tafsir commentary, Qalu, they said, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Haramis, the cursed nation, sihrani tadahara, التورات والقرآن, that the Quran Sharif and the Torah, the Noble Quran, about witchcraft, Allah forbid, and they assisting one another, corroborating one another. Can you believe that? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala send the divine scriptures, and they would say it is witchcraft and sorcery. وَقَالُوا, and then because they got frustrated and fed up, they, the Jutlas, they would say, إِنَّا بِكُلِّن كَافِرُونَ. We reject everything. We reject Prophet Muhammad, we reject the Quran, we reject Jesus, we reject the Injil, we reject the Torah, the original Torah. Therefore, they brought about so many additions, omissions, interpolations, and amendments there to the Torah and so forth. So they are a people who were cursed, not once, but multiple times by Almighty Allah, due to their rejection. And the whole world today can see on social media, and in this day and this age, a person must be blind not to see that the super terrorists of the world are the Israelis and the Americans and those who support them. Remember, and the apartheid that goes on. So all this is clear. But if a person, he himself, is spiritually blind, physically blind, then don't blame us, but blame yourself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We take you around the world, no, locally, nationally, internationally, globally, with the news, views, and interviews. So we start with Canada, Yellow Knife. So the worst burning fires there raging, and it is on recorded history. So now they have told the people, you all have to get out. And the expiry time has expired, and now they all, from three sides, the fire is coming. It's 6 kilometers, 5 kilometers away, and it's going to burn the whole of Yellowknife. 20,000 people evacuated. Get out, and we will give you free petrol and free food. So what is that? That's the punishment from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And next is you, America. Almighty Allah is sending Hurricane Hillary, not Hillary Clinton, the crooked one. This is Allah's divine punishment for you Americans, because you want to poke your nose everywhere. So today, Saturday, this Hurricane Hillary is touching and landing there in Mexico. And next it's coming for you, California. If it wipes out the whole California, we will not have any empathy, sympathy. How much zulm oppression the Americans have made from World War II, you must remember, for all the people who are suffering. Just look at your Libya, look at Syria, look at Palestine, look at Afghanistan, look at Iraq, look at Vietnam, and look at Iran. So all these places, they poke their noses in. And then they will say that, no, we brought democracy, we brought human rights and so forth. So where's the human rights in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay? Where is the human rights for my brothers there in Guantanamo Bay, in Gitmo, you haramis? So you are the biggest super terrorist. Where is the human rights for my sister, Dr. Afia? So these are the difficult questions we have to ask. But the people cannot ask, because you must remember, they all are crooks together. So there is no, you must remember, honesty or integrity among crooks. So they all sit together, you know, and they all laugh. But they know they're guilty. One is greater, one is less, but they're guilty. So now China is very, very upset with a trilateral arrangement. I like that word. So China is very, very upset with a trilateral arrangement. America, the big Satan, the big Shaitan is there. And then it's got its Siamese twins there under it, Japan and South Korea. And said, we will stand together against Chinese aggression in Taiwan and in this sea and that sea. China said, I'm going to fix all of you up. And you know, America's power is waning. And the Chinese, not that the Chinese are good guys, we know what they are doing to the Muslims, the Uyghur Muslims in China and other parts of the world, but that is what happened. Now we go to Sunak land. We see there big problems. So there's a lady, her name Letby. So she was a nurse, and this happened when? 2014, 2015. In the UK, she killed 7 babies deliberately and attempted to murder and kill 6 others. Now imagine when the doctors were telling their, you know, superiors, they were not listening. Now everything came to the fore. And in that, you must remember, small little baby she's murdering. So this is supposed to be first world country. But you see, the first world today behaves worse than the third world countries. Israel, remember, Israel always cursed nation. So now they got a big tussle and conflict going on between the Orthodox Jutlas and Haramis and the secular ones. So today is Sabt, today is Sabbat, today is supposed to be their major day. Allah cursed them and made them monkeys because of this day. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Chapter 7, verse number 166-167, Allah will continue punishing them. So now they got smart trains. Now these guys who are Orthodox, they say, no, we are not going to work on the Sabbath. And the secular guys say, you guys go to hell. We're going to work and so forth. So again, the Quran speaks the truth and always the truth. Surah 59, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains and no intelligence. The Saudis cutting deals with India. What the Saudis got to do with Islam? The current government of Saudi Arabia is a kuffar government, a non-Muslim government. They sold their soul to the devil already. So imagine India, your worst enemy is the Hindus. And if you go to Google and ask Madam Google, who is the worst criminal on earth today, the name will come of Narendra Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, but they keep on signing deals. Now they signed the deal on digital economy. Speaking about Saudi, now Saudi and South Africa. See how, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just have to use common sense, but common sense is no more common. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the big BRIC summit here in Sandton in South Africa, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of August. So you got 5 permanent members. Putin is not coming. Yesterday I heard on 702, even Modi is a 50-50 whether he's coming or not. We're going to arrest you, Modi. We're telling you now, you better stay in Delhi. And we're going to name you, shame you, and nail you. That's inshallah, inshallah, what we're trying to do. So now what the Saudis do, that there are 40 heads of state, and there are so many countries, 8 countries want to join BRICS. So Saudi, you know, they're like children. So they tell South Africa, okay, your meat was not welcome now to here, but now it's welcome. So they want to give a sweetener to South Africa. You know South Africa, Africa, how it works. So you can have a $1 billion trade, and we will get some halal certification. There's no shortage of halal certification. All of them, remember, scholars for dollars without exception. All these halal organizations, not only South Africa, the whole world. So remember, this is all yu'minuna bil jayb, not yu'minuna bil ghayb. How to use Islam and commercialize it and pocket the money. So now Saudi Arabia is going to receive meat from South Africa. Can you believe that? And you must look at the names. Half of them are non-Muslim names. And they tell you that, no, it is certified. You go to News 24, you go to any one of them, and you'll find all for imported meat that comes to Saudi Arabia, all imported chicken that comes there, all haram. Remember that. This is not our fatwa from now, for past 20, 25 years. And you can ask all our groups who used to come with us. I used to tell them that. If you want an academic discussion, go to Mufti Abdullah Nana's research. Just press Abdullah Nana and press their imported meat, Saudi Arabia. The article will come up and you will come to know. Iran's foreign minister meets MBS, two shaitans, al-khabitha to lil-khabithin, both parties, khabith and impure. So Iran, remember, kuffar, shias, MBS, murtad bin shaitan, they had bilateral talks in Jeddah yesterday, day for yesterday. Washington believes that Ukraine's attacks on Crimea are pointless, wasting time. Imagine Washington telling them that. And remember, there's a new COVID out. Can you believe that? Then you'll get some crooked Maulvis again who will tell you you must take a rooster and a booster. You must take a vaccine. So they tell them that there's now new COVID is out in America and in Israel. If for real is going to punish them, then it's very good. Okay, the next one is Kiev is losing armored vehicles. So many armored vehicles they are losing there. So obviously they're losing the war. Russia wants animals from South Africa. We got no shortage, Putin. You can take a lot of elephants, lot of lions and tigers from South Africa. So you must, there's many animals here. Don't worry about that. Okay. Now, America okays F-16 for Kiev to fight against Russia. The counter-offensive has failed. The congressmen have told Congress, and now we have to give them. So all this, remember, is Allah's punishment for America, for NATO and Europe, that Russia is giving them a good thrashing. Putin is a big harami, but is putting them properly in their place. Saudi Arabia, they want to buy this soccer player, buy this one, and whitewash everything. Saudi Arabia's oil falls. It falls to 21-month low. So the lowest now in 21 months, you see. But if you got oil but no brains, Allah is going to punish you. Now listen to this story. This one really made me chuckle. So in Italy, there's a general. I'd like to meet you, Mr. General. He says those homosexuals are not normal people. They're a little bit mixed up characters. They don't know where their entry is and where their exit is, you see. He didn't say it in that words, but that is what he meant. Good statement, but they fired the poor guy. They said that he can't belong to the Italian army. happy because they want to put entry, exit the opposite way. So that is your new world order, the satanic system. BB's Coca-Coalition, hey, you jutlas, haramis, bunch of crooks. That is what we call Israel and their supporters. Now, BB and his coalition, the three musketeers, the three donkeys, BB, Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir. Quran says, Surah 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. That they're supposed to be Jews, they don't listen, they don't practice on the Torah, they're just like donkeys. So therefore, we call them the three donkeys. So remember that they're going to steal more and more land, and they're going to fund it there in the West Bank. So I'm asking you, where's the United Nations? Where's United States of America? Where's United Kingdom? Where's the sanctions? Where's all that? Nothing. Because why? It is Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And then we must remember tonight, inshallah, again the jutlas will be marching, marching, marching. Hundreds and thousands of them will be marching. 33rd week consecutively, inshallah. Two announcements here. This is to do with us in South Africa. I read Isha last night here in the masjid. I came home. I had some tea and what have you. And then I was making mutala. Mutala means I was studying, preparing, you see. Then I heard a big bang. So I'm upstairs, I looked outside, and then I saw a huge accident. I don't know what happened to this guy. He was speeding or he's drunk. He hit the boulder and he went the opposite side. Shoo. So now, and this is 9 o'clock, right? Before I went to sleep at 11 o'clock or 5 past 10, I said, let me go see again. And these guys were there, the police were there, and the vultures were there, the tow trucks were there, people were there. Now you see, I sent a message on our group here to all the politicians, that whether it's the mayor or whether it's the councillors, or I said, bye. By means, brother, whether it's UANC or whether it's UDA or whether it's UEFF and whether it's UJama'a party, to me it doesn't matter. I'm here over 20 years. I saw over 100 accidents. Why can't you just put all that speed, you know, that boulder and that speed, not traps, what you call that things there, that, you know, that humps, speed humps and all these type of things there. The guys come here like madcaps and then they drive into the wall and then they go damage other people's property and so. I mean, common sense, you know. You'll spend millions and billions and you'll steal millions and billions. Can't you just put speed bumps here and so forth? Mm-hmm. But you see, when you have, just like Pakistan, Choroki Hukumat, you understand? This is what happens. A simple thing like that. If your bylaw don't allow it, take that bylaw and throw it out and change the law. So what is such a big thing in that? But there's no value for life, you must remember. There's value for stealing. Majority of the politicians are stealing. And majority of the councillors are stealing. So that is your South Africa. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsaab's majlis will be tomorrow in Masjid Salihin, extension 13, starting time 7 a.m., Ishraq time, inshallah al-Aziz. And today between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. And between 6 and 8 will be our Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah al-Aziz.
I've got Benjamin. He says, AK, where is the Anderson who used to steal our members in our church? Jews will rise again. Benjamin Ustad.
Jews are dead. They need to be circumcised properly. You're the most hated nation and cursed nation. Why are your people running to Cyprus now? Why are you going to march today? Why are you stealing more and more? Why are you cursed in every scripture? Did you ever think of that? So you must remember, you start packing up now. You better go back to Israel and go help your brothers there to take out second passport and better run. We're coming for you. Jutlas can never be successful because they curse by Allah. You murdered prophets and messengers. You murdering babies. And now 5,000 Palestinians in jail. 1,000 of them detention without trial. Is this what you call a nation? We call them a bunch of crooks and bunch of super terrorists.
He's worried about Brother Ibrahim Anderson, who's got.
Ah, Brother Ibrahim Anderson will come next week and he'll bring another 100 people. You must remember that. So you're burning, right? We're going to give you another booster and rooster up your backside. So you must remember that.
My name is Alex. And my question is, what will make people go to paradise? The actions? Or praying every day? Alex, Ustad.
My brother, it's a combination of everything. Your first thing, Alex, you want to go to America, Europe, Dubai, you need a passport, you need a visa. So you need a passport and a visa to enter paradise, my brother. And that is your belief structure. You can't be believing that the Bible you have now, your King James Version or another version, you must remember, you know how many versions of the Bible you got, that even the versions are confused. So now in a case like that, you must remember, the Bible says that Jacob and Yaqub alayhi salam wrestling with Almighty Allah, Noah committing incest, Allah forbid, and Lut alayhi salam committing incest. So obviously you can't believe in that, that's all rejected with the contempt it deserves. So you have to believe in Islam. Islam is the only salvation. We believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. We believe in all the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah. We believe in all the scriptures. We believe in all the angels. So only Islam is giving you a complete, comprehensive message. No other religion does that. So your belief structure must be there, and after your belief, your actions must come into action, and thereafter you pass away with that belief, that will be the prescription and recipe for paradise. And any other ism is a part of ruin and disaster and failure.
I see, Brother Yaqub says, my question is, dear Mufti Saab, is it right for Mr. Julius Malema to sing hate songs and say it's not hate song? Does he know what problems it can cause in our country, leave alone the high level of crime? Innocent people dying. Your comment to start.
So I told you, you must remember that in Russia, Putin is a master tactician. They thought he will deal win the war in 1 month and 3 months and 6 months. They said Putin got cancer. They said Putin is running out of arms, but Putin is giving them a good thrashing. So Putin says, I want many animals from South Africa. So what he did? So he should take the lions and the tigers and the elephants, and then he told the boorer, you farmers, I want you there. So 3,000, not per people, 3,000 families are leaving South Africa, whites, boorer, farmers, and they're going to settle between Moscow and St. Petersburg. Do you blame them, Brother Yaqub? I don't blame them. If I'm a white, I'm a farmer, I'll do the same thing. You must remember that. So our politics today is toxic from top to bottom, and the white man doesn't have any future here. You can't blame the guy. Not that apartheid was right. We know what is apartheid. Apartheid was a crime against humanity, but you should have given them certain incentives. You don't have farmers? Go see your price of your food. Spiraling out of control, and Putin is targeting the grain and the wheat and all that from Ukraine. So you will see already the starvation in Ethiopia, already the starvation in Sudan, already the people are fighting for food in various parts of the world. What will happen when all these guys leave? So South Africa is only Allah's mercy. Remember that things are still functioning. But if you look at it, you know, we are not political analysts, but if you look at it, the future doesn't look bright, but we always do not trust human being. We place our trust only on Almighty Allah.
So listen to this question. Mufti Saab, our trustees are saying that the new COVID is out. Please, everyone should start wearing a mask when coming to the mosque and read separate when making jamaat until the new COVID disappears. What do we Muslims do? Anonymous, we start.
What you must do, all of you must stand together and you must tell them, AK said, you are not fit to be trustees, and your Maulvis who are standing with you, whole lot must be fired. Tell them that is AK's fatwa. And that's what I always said. Didn't they pull the wool over you the first time? Didn't they make you fools and idiots? So you must remember closing our mosque, closing our, telling us the masjid is a super spreader of the virus, telling us, you must remember, the Quran got virus. People who say these statements, wallahi, I got Quran in my hand, they murtad out of the fold of Islam. Listen to who are the qualities of a trustee. You know, people who got big, big bank balance and so, no. People who got influence in society, they are not the trustees. Allah gave the criteria. Chapter number 9, verse number 18. innama lil hasri wal qasri, innama for only, exclusively, ya'muru masajid Allah, only those people are fit to be the trustees, the maintainers, and the people in charge of masajid Allah, of the mosque of Allah. Your family built it, the masjid does not belong to you. It belongs only to Almighty Allah. And yes, you can be the director, you can be the trustee, provided you fulfill this criteria. For mention in chapter 9 and verse 18. Chapter 9 and verse 18. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. People who brought iman in Almighty Allah wal yawmil akhir, in the last day. You can't have Shia trustees. You can't have Qadiani trustees. You can't have Aga Khani trustees. So all the kuffar and non-Muslims, wal aqama salah, they must be reading 5 daily salah and making other people read salat. These trustees don't word there, so you must paper on what they are writing and saying. That, remember, they say one read right wing, one read the left wing, and all. These kind of trustees must be fired immediately. And if that Molvi agrees with the trustee, he also must be fired. Wa ata zakah, and they must pay zakah. Wa lam yakhsha illallah, they fear none except Almighty Allah. If you take 100 trustees, you take 1,000 trustees today, who fills this criteria? Walam yakhsha illallah. Everybody boot licking. What will the sponsors say? What will this guy say? What will? We want to get these organizations, not only corona, now they're going to churches, holding candles and all that. 100% murtads, they're out of the fold of Islam. So is these the people you're going to trust your deen with? You must remember that the first time it was not a virus, it was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scamdemic. And remember, I told you, we're still asking the question, what happened to the 500 billion that were given to the ANC? I'm asking you that question. Who account? Not 500 million, 500 billion that was given. So where's all that money there? So don't come and fool us, please. Any trustee, anywhere in the world, anywhere in South Africa, tells you must wear gloves, or you must come with socks, or must wear mask, or you must have social distancing, you must tell him we're firing you now. And that is the fatwa we are giving, and you're not fit to be a trustee.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see somebody just messaged now. He says, but Mufti said, we trustees, we know what we are doing. So when someone comes to the masjid and passes the virus, then what, AK? What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ustaz?
So why you don't close your shop? You got 1,000 customers there. When they pass the virus, you close your shop. What the doctors are doing, they got all sick people there. Why they don't close the surgery? You only found the masjid. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah is the mosque, is the masjid. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, I'm going masjid now for Fajr Salat. When I enter the mosque, I'll say, Allahumma iftahli abwaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for me. The worst place are your supermarkets. Wa abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha. Are your surgeries, are all these places, that are the places filled with virus. If you trustees say the masjid has got virus, you're out of the fold of Islam. That is our fatwa. And leave all these scholars for dollars and mufatiyas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.